Paul Wassoff, that village council meeting to order, please stand for the pledge of prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Roll call.
Cheney.
Yes.
Bauer.
Yes.
Hornberger.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Love.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yes.
Okay, this being a special council meeting, we will be restricted to discussion on police department personnel, which we will do an executive session if we can, please. And then we're going to talk about the canine program. So just give me a moment here. Okay, back in early July, I started to become aware of concerns with the police department, and formally on July 19th, started an internal investigation. And as part of that investigation, it involved our canine program. In looking into our canine program, we found that there were violations with our internal policy regarding the canine program. And within those policy issues, there were five or six issues that in addressing the canine program that we looked into. Number one was the qualifications of the handler. The location where the dog was being housed and how it was being housed, the proper security of our cruiser at the officer's home, the travel distance from the officer's home to here, and an agreement between the handler and the village for being in the canine program. And then finally, a unreported bite issue from the dog Strider that was not properly reported. And in looking into those issues, as well as looking into the financial side of the canine program, it started to raise a lot of concerns. In attempting to address those concerns, with the dog handler, that officer who is no longer with the department, he was not very cooperative in addressing a number of these issues. And as such, he's left, and we were able to get the cruiser and the dog back in our possession. Ever since then, the dog, Strider, has been in a kennel here in the county and has been evaluated by a number of folks. The dog himself is very vicious. He has now bitten four people and it is determined that Strider has some major personality, for lack of a better word, issues. Strider is considered to be a very dangerous dog. And at this point, the evaluations that were done with the initial instructors, they tell us that he is not the same dog that was issued to our department. Strider, in part of the evaluation, has bitten a couple of the evaluators. It has been a very nerve-wracking time. Where he is currently at, he can stay there till next Friday, and that's the very last day. He is considered so dangerous that he will never, and we'll talk about rehabilitation here in a minute, but the handlers, and I've had four different handlers tell me this, is that Strider will never ever be able to be off leash in a public arena. Where he's at right now, the folks that are rendering his care are afraid of him, and for good reason. This morning I visited Strider, and he still exhibits a very aggressive personality. As such, in addressing Striders, there's only a couple options available to us, and none of them are good options for the village, considering all the donations that have came in to support this program. The handlers tell us that there is a possibility, and I use that word possibility, that Strider can be rehabilitated. However, it's their opinion, if in fact he can be rehabilitated, it will take 2 to 3 months to do that. And they are not certain that it will or won't happen. We have consulted with the Humane Society, with Strider, and we've reached out to a place in Texas and a place in Florida that deals with police dogs with similar situations. They are not interested in taking Strider to deal with. The recommendations are this: either Strider can be rehabilitated and be assigned to another police department. We have no one here who can meet the qualifications. They say this dog can never be with a rookie handler. So our options are to find someone to take Strider who might attempt to rehabilitate him, or the very sad and lowest thing on the list that I would want to address, but it's been recommendations from everybody who's looked at him. If he can't be rehabilitated, then he has to be euthanized. He is too vicious and unsafe to go out in the public. We looked at the Sheriff's Department taking Strider as one of their dogs, and they have decided that it's too risky, too much liability, and they do not want to do it. And the folks in Texas and Florida are not interested in taking him. However, at 4:20 this afternoon, I got a call from the original trainers who originally trained the dog, which is Van Ness Canine Academy. They now have a kennel opening. They're willing to take Strider and attempt to rehabilitate him, and that will be a several month process. And if they can turn him around, then they would look to find another police department to place Strider in. There would be no funds. They would pay us nothing. They will incur quite a cost to attempt to rehabilitate him. So if we would assign Strider to him, or to this Van Ness Canine Academy, if they are able to rehabilitate, they will work to try to get him in another police department. However, if their attempts are unsuccessful, then they were very clear, if they cannot rehabilitate him, they would have to euthanize Strider at that point. So it leaves us in a situation where some decisions have to be made tonight. Where the dog is currently kept, and it's the only safe place to keep him in this county at this point, to the best of my knowledge, we can stay there until next Friday morning. Van Ness can pick up Strider, sometime between next Tuesday and next Friday morning. But we have to have him out of where he currently is by next Friday morning at, in the morning, we have to get him out. So we have a couple options in addressing the dog. Number one, we cannot operate with that dog in this community because we do not have the qualified folks to do what would need to be done. They would have to be a very experienced handler. So with that, our options are these. One, we do a transfer agreement. We have a resolution prepared tonight to address that to an agency who can attempt to rehabilitate, which would be Van Ness Canine Academy, and sign Strider over to them. They would take on all liability for the dog from that point forward once they sign the agreement and take Strider into custody. The only other recommendation has been put to us if we cannot move that dog to a place to rehabilitate or attempt to rehabilitate the dog, then that dog should be euthanized. So those are up for discussion. The other things that we were careful how I say this, but it's great concern that there were a lot of smoke and mirrors with this program when it was developed. It came across very fast, and the budget-wise, for us to be able to handle a dog program today, you will have to find $65,000 annually to be able to conduct a proper canine program in this village. To run the tactical shift that was being operated here, you have to have a backup officer, because if a canine officer stops somebody and goes out to use the canine dog, there has to be someone here to observe and pay attention to the people who were in the vehicle so that there's proper protection. So in essence, we have to have two officers on duty at the same time, anytime that canine would stop the vehicle, and to address those issues. Also, the canine officer could not transport any prisoners in that car. So we've got two issues, and like I said, when I mentioned smoke and mirrors, what we were being told by the previous chief versus what happens in actuality are not accurate. So those are where we're at and what we have to address as far as the dog. Whether or not we take on this resolution tonight to give us authority to sign the dog over, or we look at the other options, and it's certainly open for discussion. So I'll open it up to the floor right now for any discussion. We also, Bo mentioned that maybe there was a contract that talked about the dog's performance, and in the purchase order, there is a statement in there that there is a 90-day guarantee for performance of the dog. Well, that's come and went some time ago. So with that, I'll open it up for any comments or discussion.
To me, euthanization is no.
I think we ought to give them a try to see if they can rehabilitate
that's
them.
That's not going
to
happen.
If it can't be rehabilitated, then they're going to have to.
If you vote to euthanize that dog, you might as well sign your resignation letter right now.
Oh, I know. People are ready for that, would be ready to stand aside.
And I understand that. But the other problem is the dog is not safe. And we do not have the ability to house that dog here. It's no way.
I think we ought to just have them take them and see if they can do anything with them. And then it's up to them what they do with them if they can't be trained.
I think we could have started the best choice.
And if
no fault of his own is
I will say this, and I neglected to mention, out of all the people who evaluated Strider, they all stopped short of saying that there was abuse, but there was clear evidence of mishandling and not proper care of Strider as well. So I'll leave it at that.
Even if Van Ness can't take him next week, then we need to find a no-handle kennel that can take him until Van Ness can.
Van Ness said that they will take him between Tuesday and Friday.
Well, I think that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have any choice.
I don't either. It's not the dog's fault.
No.
Nope. And he needs
it. It is not.
He needs another chance.
He does.
He needs another chance, and they're willing to give him that chance, and then it's their responsibility, not ours.
It's a shame.
I don't want to.
It makes me sick to find out that dog was either mistreated or mishandled.
Yes.
Got into a situation where he's very aggressive. If you get even remotely close to him, they use the term tagging, but he's going to bite you.
You need a motion?
Well, if that's the general position we're going to take, I'll read the resolution. We'll pass the resolution, which does contain the emergency clause. And you all should have a copy of the agreement that would be used. It has to be filled in. Yeah, but that's the agreement that
has to be fixed to
Joel,
the spellings. His names are misspelled.
Joel Blue did draw off this proposed agreement. So if we're to that point, then resolution number 2021-59, a resolution authorizing the mayor and village administrators to sign and execute all documents necessary with the disposition of tangible property, personal property agreement, and declaring an emergency. And the village administrator and I would be the one signing this because the acting police chief does not have the authority to do so. So to affect the emergency clause, I'll need a motion to waive the rules.
Motion to waive the rules and require three readings for resolution 2021-59.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Ross?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wardenberger?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes. Motion to adopt.
Second.
Wardenberger?
Yeah.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Motion carries. The other issue that we need to address is whether or not we're going to look at a canine program or if we're going to dissolve it in total here in the village. As of right now, you know, if we would look at another dog, you being council have to be able to come up with an additional $65,000 to cover the expense just for manpower. So that's an issue as well.
Is that an issue we need to
resolve? In my opinion, we don't need to dissolve that program tonight.
No.
I think we've got time to look into
this.
Yeah, it's not one of those, well, if we don't dissolve it, we've got to appoint someone to that position. We don't have to appoint anyone to that position. I think we take our time. We try to figure out. Yeah, it was very clear that donations came in for this program. I think we owed everything that we can to see what we can do to maintain it. Yeah, this whole thing sucks. Sorry.
Big time.
The community obviously wanted this. It's our church to try to give it back to the community. So I think we have to do what we can.
I've already been working on the research for this. There needs to be different policies and procedures.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The smoke and mirrors were good. But yeah, unfortunately, it is what it is. But I'm not ready to say the program's done.
Yeah.
Okay, the only other issue is personnel. I'd like to discuss it in a brief executive session. So we could have a motion to go into executive session.
Is Amy here?
Yeah.
Motion to go into executive session, fiscal officer Amy Horn present.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Musk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Ornkroner?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Okay, it is 5:21 PM, we are now off the record.